And we welcome you to the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce Business of Greater Newport. We are broadcasting from Chamber headquarters here at Innovate Newport. And our Chamber host today, the Executive Director of the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce, Erin Donovan Boyle. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Bruce?
I am good. You're just off stage.
That's right. It's a busy day over here at Innovate Newport.
It is. And more on that in a moment. We have a great guest, as you always do. And let's meet our guest and get to it.
Yeah, we're thrilled to be joined by Craig Eaton, the President of Rhode Island Operations and Corporate Secretary of Bally's Corporation. Welcome, Craig.
Thank you. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Very happy to be here.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We know that Bally's is a large organization and that you have a lot of balls in the air at any given time here in Rhode Island. So we really appreciate you taking time to meet with us. As everybody knows, our listeners certainly do, the Bally's Tiverton Casino is within the Greater Newport region, and you all have been a member of the Chamber of Commerce for many, many years. And we've been thrilled to watch that progress over there at the casino and throughout the whole development project, been very engaged. So we're thrilled to hear about that. And we will talk about a little bit about the new programming and success of that casino. But before we go there, I think it's a good opportunity to educate our listeners about Bally's Corporation as a whole.
Sure. And I'd be happy to. Thanks for the lead. And I appreciate being here. Very happy to do this. So thanks for inviting me again. I think it's best to start without spending too much time. But I was at a law firm in Providence. I was a partner, and everything was going fine. It was kind of a comfortable place to be.
Sure.
And got a phone call from a guy named Len Wallman, who built Mohegan Sun. And he said, hey, we want to buy Lincoln Park, which back in the day, the people know Lincoln Park in Lincoln, Rhode Island, right outside of Providence. And we want to expand it. And back in the day, they still call it the track. But it was a dog track, and they threw in some VLT, some slot machines, and they kind of called it a casino, which it really wasn't. So sure. I took a leap of faith back in about 2006, joined then. And showed up my first day of work, said, where's my office? And there were about 12 trailers.
Oh, wow.
And they said, it's in that trailer down the road, or down the area. And so that was my going from, quote, a nice law firm office to a trailer was a little bit stark.
Yeah.
And the vision was to expand Twin River.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only asset owned at the time.
Right.
And there were some tracks, horse track and a few dog tracks in the Denver, Colorado area. And that was it.
Yeah.
So what we did is embarked on a very aggressive tack to expand Twin River at the time to a really nice, and that's why hence we were in construction trailers, because everything had
sure.
had to be done and expanded, and spent God, it was about $500 million at the time.
Wow.
Which back then was a fair amount.
Absolutely.
And did our first expansion. We've since expanded since. And the reason I'm saying this right now is that we have gone from then, back in 2007, 8, to now in Bally's being 16 casinos across 10 states throughout the country.
Right.
We go west as Lake Tahoe. We go south as is Biloxi. And we have obviously east here in Rhode Island and in some other areas. And we also have a international presence where we do online gaming in the UK, Spain, in other areas. But the great thing is that our corporate headquarters are here in Providence. When I say here in Providence, I know we're in Newport, but we're here in Rhode Island.
That's right.
We're in Providence, and this is where our headquarters stay. So going from this smaller company to a very large company, we're now publicly traded. Back in about 2018, we went public.
Wow.
We're really proud, and we really want to keep our... this is our home.
Yeah. Well, it's just astonishing how much growth has taken place. So you talked just about Twin River. There's now a hotel there attached to it. There's also a very nice spa, lots of entertainment and that sort of thing. And then, so in what year, if you can just remind listeners, what year was table games approved in the state of Rhode Island? Because that sort of set things into motion within our region as well. Some big changes.
It's a great point. In 2012, 13 areas when we got table games at Twin River Lincoln. Absolutely, at that point it grew from it was a larger slot emporium, but now you have tables, so you have the full casino experience there.
Right.
And then, like you said, things have just grown at Twin River to the point where, like you said, we just did another 50,000 square foot.
Oh, wow.
Expansion at about $55 million. A whole new room. It's beautiful. Like you said, a spa, a great Asian-themed food court, and really worth the visit. We have a hotel there now.
Yeah.
So
you don't have to pack a lunch to go over the bridge to Lincoln. You can actually just stay over.
You can stay over multiple nights
Fantastic.
If you want to.
That's it.
Multiple nights. We encourage multiple nights.
And then here in Newport, obviously the former Newport Grand, the casino license was transferred over to Tiverton.
Yes.
And Tiverton Casino has been in operation for how many years now?
I think 2016 is when we won the referendum, which means people had to approve that.
Right.
And then I think 2018 or so is when we 2 years of construction, then we opened. And that was a real quick, interesting story. We had this crazy idea which turned out correct, but it was crazy at the time. Let's buy Newport Grand. Mm-hmm. I went by it today, coming here to the studio, and I'm hoping Sidelight. I'm hoping that starts to get developed, because the key people who bought it off us wanted to develop that area, and it looks like it would be great to develop. But we don't own it. We don't have anything to do with that right now. But let's take that license. Let's go to Tiverton. Let's make our case to the people of Tiverton and say, you know what? We'd like to put a casino in your hometown, but we're not going to force it on you. So we embarked on a very hometown, home-style campaign where we visited people in their homes if they would have us, one by one, day by day, night by night, and just said, because the people of Tiverton had a vote to
approve it.
Yeah, and we said, listen.
And they did, overwhelmingly.
It wasn't overwhelming. Wow. To be fair, it was a very weird election year. It was the year Trump won. It was a very odd year. But we won. And what we did is we listened. And I'll give you an example: is that people there, we asked people, Tiverton, what do you like about your town? Of course, there's a lot of things to like, but they said we like the library. We like how it looks. Mm. So we modeled the casino after the library. And little things like that. And I think
to make it local.
Yeah, and I think if you ask most people from Tiverton now, I think they would say the casino's an asset. They do the town gets 1%, 1.5%, depending on slot game or table, of revenue from our from the casino. I'd like to think we're a really good neighbor.
Yeah.
So
well, and I think that's an important piece. The revenue that you give back or generate locally, but statewide, it's a significant budgetary item in the general fund for the General Assembly, the amount of revenue that is generated through your casinos. And I would also say that the growth and the investment that you have made in those two casinos also put you to the level where a national company like Bally's Corporation became interested.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It's we've definitely put a lot of money in, and we're hoping to get money out, obviously.
Sure.
But there's no doubt that, you know, the investment is there, and we're very proud of it. We're very proud of it.
Excellent. And more coming here at Innovate Newport in the business of Greater Newport with Aaron Donovan Boyle and guest Craig Eaton from Bally's Tiverton here on FM 101.1 and AM 1540. It is the business of Greater Newport. Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce. We are here at Chamber Headquarters at Innovate Newport, Aaron Donovan Boyle, and we're having a great discussion with one of our neighbors.
We're talking with Craig Eaton, the president of Rhode Island Operations for Bally's Corporation. And we're just doing a sort of a deep dive into Bally's Corporation. Talked about how the significant investment in both the Tiverton Casino and the property up in Lincoln had really put the success of those casinos on the national map. And Bally's Corporation has been running those as well as multiple other locations around the country. So talk a little bit. I know there's lots of activity in big Bally's Corporation around the country.
Yeah, no, thank you, Erin. And absolutely. And again, it's all run from the corporate offices in Providence.
That's right.
Which is a really nice thing.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm stationed and most of the executives. Mm-hmm. So I could go on and on about what's going on in the country, but there are a couple of things that have made the news recently and I think are somewhat interesting is we own the Tropicana, which is a very famous casino out in Las Vegas.
I've stayed there.
Okay.
It was wonderful.
Really?
That's yeah,
great.
Long time ago now. But
all right.
Yeah.
We didn't own it at the time. That's good to hear. But it's tired, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So we closed it down about a week or two ago. Mm-hmm. Last day, it was a little bit of a bittersweet.
Yeah.
But it's tired, and we're going to implode it.
Mm-hmm.
And real quick side story to that is, as the years went by, because Tropicana is one of the oldest, think back to the Rat Pack and other, but Frank Sinatra, Sammy, they all performed there.
Mm-hmm.
One of the oldest casinos on the Strip. Well, as the years went by, walls went up, certain things were covered. So certain historical organizations have contacted us and said, before you implode anything, we need to go look through walls, under things,
right,
because there's historical items in there. So it's going to be very...
Oh,
they
can
say
you imagine what they find?
It scares us a little bit,
what
they might find. We're hearing there's an old carousel that might be worth a lot.
Wow.
Like you said, God knows what else is there.
Right.
But... it was just going to be a very interesting
process.
Yeah. And then the typical implosion that you people see on TV will happen, bittersweet. But what it will do is pave the way. The Oakland A's Athletic Club, baseball club, have committed to coming onto that land. They're going to build a 30,000 seat stadium.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very exciting time. Their renderings look really cool.
Yeah.
They're going to be on there. We're not sure what we're going to do yet on that property. There are many options open.
Okay.
But it's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be exciting.
Yeah, that's exciting. Nothing like that in downtown Vegas right now.
No baseball. There is a minor league team. Mm-hmm. They do have a football team, as you probably know, and they have hockey, both very successful.
Mm-hmm.
So that is where sports are starting to coalesce. Unfortunately, Oakland is just a dying baseball town. So that's that. And then, second one where there's been a lot of press is we are in the midst of starting to build a $1.7 billion casino right in the heart of Chicago.
Wow.
We already have a temporary one open. Mm-hmm. It's doing very well.
Okay.
And we are shifting to starting to build. It's on the old Chicago Tribune site. It's near Miracle Mile. And it's going to be, when it's done, it's going to be a beautiful, nice casino. Going to have a beautiful hotel there. So for anyone that travels out to Chicago, it'll be definitely a destination.
Absolutely. Well, that's really exciting, especially to know that the headquarters is here in Rhode Island and these national expansions, huge investments that are going into play, but still are, tied back to Rhode Island success as well. So
that's right.
That's really exciting. Yeah. And so you talked about the baseball field, but... It's March Madness. Lots of opportunities here now as well in sports endeavors.
That's right. No, that's right. It's a great point. And my team Duke lost, unfortunately. I'm a little upset at that. My daughter goes there, so I've become a Duke fan, even though I used to not like Duke. But now I love Duke. But I'm digressing. there's a sports betting app, mm-hmm. obviously, that we do not run Bally's, but we host it. Mm-hmm. And we also host at Twin River and Tiverton kiosks,
okay.
where you can bet the games. Mm-hmm. So that's get the bets in. March Madness is one of the biggest betting times for people who enjoy sports. So
all those office pools, they can actually take them legit.
They can take right? them legit. They can go and make their bets, which is kind of a really cool thing. And then off of that is we've just recently introduced iGaming,
mm-hmm.
and that is a really neat product where as long as you're within the state of Rhode Island, you can do online gaming. You don't have to be in Tiverton. You don't have to be physically at Twin River in Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
You can use your phone. You can go on a computer. They have an app. Their apps, mm-hmm. Rhode Island Casino.
Okay.
Casino Rhode Island app. I should call it. I think it's Bally's Rhode Island Casino.
Okay.
That's the name of the app. And it allows you, especially people perhaps down here who may not want to make the drive at certain times,
mm-hmm.
you can play your favorite slot machines right on your phone or your computer.
Mm-hmm.
And you also can play, which is a really neat function, live gaming. So live tables. So you can go on your phone or your computer and you will literally be seeing a live dealer who's dealing 8-card decks and blackjack. Mm-hmm. You do your bets just like you would be sitting right there.
Oh, wow.
We have roulette, same mm-hmm. thing. They'll spin the wheel, simulcast it, same time. You make your bets. We've just introduced Baccarat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also online right okay. now.
So this is all new opportunity here in Rhode Island. So right. legislation was passed a couple of years ago, and you're rolling it out now.
That's
but
right.
you've been in this space internationally. Prior to
that. Yeah, yes, and thank you for reminding me. It's a great, great point. So we've already do it in New Jersey. We are a company that we bought out of the UK. Mm-hmm. They've been doing it there for a long time. So we've inherited that expertise, brought it here to Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
We're only the seventh state to do it right now.
Okay.
And it was a great public-private partnership. Mm-hmm. The legislature was great about this, very supportive. So was the lottery,
mm-hmm.
Mark Furcolo, the DBR, and the state police, who were very helpful in licensing.
Okay.
And everyone came together, got this done by March 1.
Okay.
And it's
wow.
been, it's the product is growing. It's a lot of fun,
yeah.
and I hope people check it out.
Yeah. The wave of the future, right?
It definitely is the wave of the future.
And so the other thing that I would just like to add about Bally's Corporation is you are a big community supporter. So not only does a lot of the revenue generated through the gambling activity in the state go to the state of Rhode Island and help support the Rhode Island General Fund, but you also contribute privately to nonprofits and lots of different initiatives. One in particular that I think is interesting because of the CCRI campus that we have here in Newport is your engagement with them on some job training for some programs that are being developed.
Yeah, I was very involved in this personally, and I tell you, I got a real education on this in a great way, no pun intended, because you can go to the nicest campuses in the country, and that's all well and good.
Mm-hmm.
You go to CCRI, which is also a nice campus, but you meet the kids there. They're just a bunch of wonderful young people.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to editorialize a little. You know, people say that the young kids now don't want to work. You know, you hear this
yeah.
thing about to a person, the kids I met, they want to work.
Mm.
Sometimes the kids there don't have some of the advantages others do.
Mm-hmm.
And for us to invest, and we invested $5 million,
wow.
which is the biggest gift yet to CCRI. We're very proud of it. Mm-hmm. And what it's going to allow the school and us to do is the school is going to have a few Bally-centric programs. Dealer school, hospitality, technology,
oh, wow.
and they're going to develop programs. Some of us will go there and teach,
Okay.
We are going to give opportunities to our people, our workers, mm-hmm. who may have not been trained or had a college education, mm-hmm. to go to CCRI.
Oh, that's great.
On some of this. And it's a wonderful organization, and we look forward. This is not just a short term, here's $5 million, see you later. This is us working together with CCRI.
To develop the talent you needed.
And develop. Yeah. And the leadership there is also wonderful. Rosemary Costigan and the team. Mm-hmm. So it's been a very, very much even better than I had thought. I knew it would be nice, but just to meet the students, see how much this all means to them.
That's great. And I imagine there's some employment opportunities available within your two establishments right now as well. Like every other industry, everyone's looking to recruit and hire. So if people are interested, they can certainly find out information on your website.
On our website, there are always openings.
Great.
I tell you right now, we definitely need dealers.
Okay.
You can do pretty well dealing, I'll tell you. You'd be surprised.
That's great.
I can see you as a dealer, Eric. Absolutely.
You know,
with that green eye shade on, you rock the green eye shade.
Blackjack and Craig Skoulis, who serves on our board, also works at Bally's. He is always trying to recruit me.
I think
I should come and try out.
You know what?
There we go.
You got the job.
Perfect.
Well, you got it.
I'm quick.
And you're gonna get. You would get good tips too, I think, because
I'm a hard worker.
You're a hard.
That's
right. Lastly, I just want to thank Bally's Corporation. They have come in as our sponsor for our Politics and Pancakes series this year. So this is a quarterly event that we do with elected officials. Our first one was in February with Governor McKee. We're doing this also at the Pell Center in partnership with them to bring these important public policy issues and conversations to the Aquidneck Island area. And we couldn't be happier. We anticipate having another one with some key officials at the General Assembly coming up in June. And then we also will have Congressman Gabe Ammo at our event in August, and a couple of other things. So thank you so much for the support for that program. I encourage people to keep their eyes out. These are really interesting conversations, and they are only made possible through sponsorships and collaborations with organizations like yourself. So thank you so much, Craig. And thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Erin, for having me. I love the program. We love the program. We'll be there, obviously.
With
the pancakes are great.
That's right.
And Bruce, thank you for also having
us. Always good to see you. Thanks very, very much indeed. It's the business of Greater Newport here on FM 101.1 and AM 1540. It is the business of Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce. We are broadcasting from Chamber headquarters at Innovate Newport. And Erin has a special guest.
We do have a special guest today. I'm thrilled to be joined by the birthday girl.
Yes.
Gail Lawson.
We announced
Welcome, Gail.
This morning, by the way. Bob Angel had...
Did he say my age?
He did not say... Well, he said you were 21.
No, I'm 31. He fibbed again.
You know.
That's so nice that he did that. No, I'm going to say it. Age is a privilege denied to many.
There you go.
And I'm honored today to turn 62... because I was born in 1962.
That? You look amazing.
Aww, right?
Well, you are my new best friends. But I think that we're really blessed for every day that we're here. And I don't think age should be something we're embarrassed about. My favorite years were the 50s, like being in my 50s. And I know the 60s are going to be great too. It's just that we start having a lot more loss.
Yeah.
Like I still have my parents. I've got my mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. And I think those are such blessings.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about gratitude. We talk about what we're grateful for. You start the day that you've got these people you love in your life. That's
Absolutely.
Everything.
I just celebrated Easter with my grandfather, who's 96, sharp
Wonderful.
As a whip, and just doing great. But, you know, you do worry, right? Like, how many more years do we have? And that sort of thing. So
you just
enjoy every day.
Every day. Every day is a gift.
Yeah. Well, Gail was also our honoree this morning. We had conversations with women of distinction, so we can't thank you enough for joining us.
But I was thinking of something as I sat there, because like Krista Durant was our Women of Distinction last month. Who was May?
Mary Sullivan.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't you the very last? Oh, yes, Bruce.
I'm with you.
And I think we'll put all the Women of Distinction in a hat. And we're going to pick out one gets to interview you.
Yeah.
Oh,
because you should be. I think it would be really good for the chamber members to get to know you more. You wear a lot of hats. You have an extremely difficult job. People glamorize it. Mm-hmm. You know that. And it's, like I said in that room today, you are a target. Yeah. People love you one day, then they're mad the next about something else. But you're so good at just being kind to everyone. And here's what I love about being on the chamber board and you and your team. Whether you are a huge company, like your company that just mm-hmm. left, mm-hmm. Or a small company, like you had the nice young man today who is starting his own little business, mm-hmm. and it's not little, it'll be big after yeah. your help, you treat everyone the same.
Oh, yeah.
How?
Absolutely.
It's just hold beautiful on a second. That you
this
do that.
Is not my interview. This is your interview,
just became, Gail. Just became your interview.
No. And this is just a taste of Gail Olofsson. This is how she has been so successful throughout her career, because you raise other people up along with you as you've moved throughout. And so today, let's talk about you. Let's talk about...
Well, do we have hours?
For 5 minutes.
For five Bruce knows, minutes. 5 minutes.
Gail's life in 5 minutes. Okay. Go.
And many of your listeners and our listeners obviously know you, Gail, because you do have your own show here as well. But let's talk about, you're an author. What's your book? What is your book about?
Well, I'm going to tell you, we sold out today.
Wonderful.
So we brought 12 copies. And mm-hmm. so that is $25 a book, math, $300. Mm-hmm. So I will be writing that check to Martin Luther King Center this afternoon.
That's
I'm
amazing.
Really excited to yeah. do that.
So tell people, what's the book?
My book is called Your Someday Is Now, What Are You Waiting For? And it's all about living your life to the fullest. And it covers communication. It covers leadership. It's in its second printing now. And it has raised $50,000 for nonprofits.
That is amazing.
$50,000. And that's without being on Amazon.
Wow.
Because they keep 85% or close to
that's
it.
That's crazy.
Eventually, I have to get on Amazon because my husband's really tired of selling books out of the basement, especially corporate buys. Like right. we get a lot of corporate buys from corporations that might buy 100 or 200 at a time. Mm-hmm. So that's very
that's
fortunate.
Awesome.
And that it's just uplifting.
But tell people about who you wrote the book for.
I wrote the book for our son, Samuel. Mm-hmm. And I knew that he would probably never be in my classroom, although he's been in my classroom for 28 years mm-hmm. as his mom. And I wanted him to have the wisdom and insight, not just from me, but mm-hmm. I do 100 interviews in the book. I would have interviewed you if I knew you when I was writing it. And I do 100 interviews with everyone from Mercedes to Southwest Airlines to nonprofits to my college roommate, Margie, who always says, I never work on airplanes. And my advice is, in the book is, work on airplanes. Yeah. Because when you want to get home and be with your family, and she's like, I'm never working on an airplane. She gets a drink no matter what time of day it is and gets all these books she wants to read, junk books. So it's just fun. It has little tidbits of advice. Yeah. Paul O'Reilly, our president from Newport Restaurant Group, as a joke, one of his advice is clean your desk once a decade. Oh, I subscribe wow. to that.
Yeah.
Mark Hellendrum from Narragansett Beer, who we all love. Mark, mm-hmm. Is he a member, by the way?
I don't think so.
We better get Narragansett as a member. But Mark is take a 20-minute power nap at lunch and wake up ready to kick some ASS.
Ooh, I like that one.
As a father of 4 daughters, he needs that.
Yeah.
So the book has all fun. Southwest Airlines says always wear socks when you're in a hotel room because you don't know how clean that floor is.
Yeah.
I always wear socks now. They're pre-packed. But the book is all life advice, and it's mm-hmm. fun. And the best thing is the money goes to nonprofits.
Right.
One of these days I'll do an interview, maybe with Bruce, on why is the money going to nonprofits, because mm-hmm. I'm not Rockefeller.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
there is a reason, yeah. So I'll tell that someday.
But I have to tell you, I love that idea of writing the book for your
yeah.
son.
You need to do it for your kids.
Yeah. I have a lot of things that mm-hmm. I want to tell them and pass on to them and those sorts of things. And you never know how much time you actually do have. So getting it, yeah. you know, written down and being able to pass that.
And
like,
you can do it.
Information.
You can.
Yeah.
At the time I did it, we were literally 80 hours a week at the Yachting Center. That's not an exaggeration.
Yeah.
So I would wake up. I had to give up the gym at that point. Mm-hmm. I would wake mm-hmm. up and write between 5 and 6 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And when you have to write, like, I mean, when that's all the time you have,
yep.
you don't have writer's block.
Yeah.
It took me 5 years.
Interesting.
But you need to do it for your kids. Yeah. We're going to talk about this more
okay.
offline.
That sounds good. You're also a professor,
mm-hmm.
and you are also the coordinator, the director, the manager, the everything for the International Boat Show.
No. Director of Corporate Partnership.
Yes.
Director of Corporate Partnerships in Newport Restaurant Group, who I've mm-hmm. worked with for 35 years, has just recently sold. February 29th was my
yeah.
last day.
Yeah.
Newport Restaurant Group sold the boat show to a wonderful company called Informa mm-hmm. that runs 240 trade shows around the world.
Right.
So I'm not in Kansas anymore. I really feel like right. I should make t-shirts that say that. Mm-hmm. And it's I will always say our and we about Newport Restaurant Group.
Yeah.
And I encourage anyone looking for jobs to go work for Newport Restaurant Group.
So many opportunities. The ESOP program that they have is such a great...
That we have.
That, yes. It's such an amazing great opportunity leadership. For employees to actually own where they, you know, part of what they do and work for every day. But the new company, as you said, yes. So are they hiring here locally?
No. Informa hires nationally, but there are some work from home positions, and anyone interested in that could contact me.
Yeah.
So I think in the end, Bruce is giving me the 1 minute left, and he knows I'm not known for my
usually I have to throw the tissue box at her.
I think the message I wanted to share with everyone today that I think got through is when we wake up in a state of gratitude and we really want to get out there and truly live every heartbeat, because like you said, we don't know when our last day is. We have no idea when it is. I think that you live a more vibrant life.
Yeah.
And never forget to give to charities or nonprofits, even if it's just, and there's no just, we talked about that, whatever you can give, if it's your talent, because it's an opportunity versus an obligation to give.
Right.
And that's been instilled in us since we were 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm grateful for a lot of things, and I'm grateful for you running the chamber, and I'm grateful for my friend Bruce, who I get to see monthly.
Yes,
on the Leadership at All Levels radio show.
Extra appearance by Gayla Lawson here in the business of Greater Newport, and we thank you so very much. We'll see you again soon. Erin Donovan Boyle, we'll see you again soon. Always
thanks,
great guests and inspiring programs, and a key to the success of the business of Greater Newport. And for information, you visit greaternewportchamber.com.